The coronavirus pandemic has amplified issues of race and inequality in the United States. Thousands have marched for Black Lives Matter. Data has shown that Black and Latinx communities are disproportionately hurt by COVID-19. But it was the Asian American community that first felt targeted by a virus of hate. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports on how anti-Asian hate incidents renewed the push for civil rights in communities across the country.
Early on in the pandemic, when Asian and Pacific Americans started to get targeted for bias attacks, New York's Attorney General launched a special hotline. The Civil Rights Division used it to track reports of COVID-19 harassment. Connecticut's Attorney General wishes he could do the same.
In our office, we don't have that.
Attorney General William Tong wants Hartford lawmakers to give him power to prosecute hate incidents and civil rights violations.
Half the states do. But we don't. And I think people presume already that we do. They presume that we have criminal authority, which we don't.
Tong says the coronavirus that spiked anti-Asian hate crimes also made it impossible for lawmakers to meet and vote about his proposal to help. It's personal, too. Tong is the first Asian American to be elected to statewide office in Connecticut. But he still remembers how one Democratic delegate said she supported his record, not him.
And I said, well, if you like my work and think I'm doing a great job, why won't you support me? And she said, because, you know, you just don't look like what I think an attorney general should look like.
That was 2 years ago. Today, Tong's office fields calls like this.
Someone in Stamford recently was at a supermarket and she was asked, when was the last time you went to China? And are you from China? And she said, I've lived in this country for decades. And the checkout attendant sprayed her and her groceries with disinfectant.
Tong says the victim wants to remain anonymous. It's tough to talk about. He says today's rise in hate against Asian Americans puts all marginalized communities at risk. Immigrant, LGBTQ, religious, Latinx, and Black.
When you give license to people to hate, and when people act out on that hate, it raises the risk and endangers people's personal safety well beyond the group that's being targeted.
Tong says tougher law enforcement is part of the solution, but some communities don't feel safe calling the police or don't trust the justice system. Tong wants to change that. One symbol for him and many Asian Americans of how rarely hate victims get justice is the story of Vincent Chin.
You know how they killed my son? One person, the son, hold him up.
Held him.
Yeah, hold him.
The son held him, yes.
The father hit him. Kill my son.
That's Lily Chin, a Chinese immigrant whose son Vincent was killed by two laid-off auto workers in 1982. They beat him with a baseball bat after a barroom brawl in Detroit. You heard Lily Chin in the documentary Who Killed Vincent Chin by Christine Choi. The killing of Vincent Chin led to the first federal civil rights trial involving an Asian American. It prompted a nationwide pan-Asian political awakening. Choi says even Black civil rights leader Jesse Jackson rallied in support.
And it was incredible. So many Asian Americans realized, younger one, feel that you cannot live in this country without understanding the law. You cannot live in this country without understand the politics.
A jury found only one of the killers, Ronald Ebens, guilty of a federal hate crime. A dancer at the bar testified. She heard Ebens tell Chin, "It's because of you little mother effers that we are out of work." Jurors didn't believe Michael Nitz was responsible, but they did think Ebens beat Chin because he's Asian. Asian, like the Japanese car companies that supposedly plunged Detroit auto workers into unemployment. Choi says Ebens' defense team quietly filed an appeal.
People in the Asian community just stopped demonstrating. So there was no publicity whatsoever, okay? Because that was the end. He got 25 years. But they won the retrial.
Ebens walked free. Vincent's mother, Lily Chin, begged federal prosecutors to appeal. Here she is in the documentary.
Everybody, tell the government, do not to drop this kiss. I want just for Vincent. I want just for my son.
Neither of Chin's killers went to prison. Choi says Lily Chin was too inconsolable to stay in the U.S. She moved back to China. Stephen Choi is the executive director of the advocacy group New York Immigration Coalition. He works with immigrant communities in the city, and the largest group is Chinese. He says many in the Chinese immigrant community feel the city has neglected them during the pandemic.
NYPD was not doing enough to protect some of these community members from being the targets of assault and hate crimes.
Choi says he sees more New Yorkers channel that disappointment into activism to overhaul the criminal justice system.
I do think that's one of the underlying reasons why you've seen more instances of solidarity within the Asian American community for some of the Black Lives Matter protests.
And Choi says these protests bring up complicated feelings for those in the Asian community who remember the unrest of 1992. That's when a jury acquitted white Los Angeles police officers who beat up a Black man named Rodney King. Residents of all races looted. Choi says the media focused on images of Korean immigrants defending their shops only from African Americans. Those images created a story of animosity between the Asian and Black communities.
I think a lot of folks in the community recognized, okay, this is another instance where I think there's going to be an effort to try to pit other communities against each other. Let's avoid that. Let's not buy into the narrative of immigrant shopkeepers being attacked by Black community members. Let's actively renounce and denounce that.
When businesses were looted in Minnesota, some Asian restaurateurs in Minneapolis posted on social media in support of Black Lives Matter, saying things like, "My property can be replaced. Lives cannot." But not everybody feels this way. Choi says there are thorny conversations happening in the Asian community now.
These issues, they're all related. People, the president calling us purveyors of Kung Flu, hate crimes being committed against Asian Americans, Black Lives Matter issue. We all need to be connected around those things. And, you know, there one fight for this community has to be everybody's fight.
Choi says several Asian and Pacific American advocates have joined with Black-led protests to demand the New York Police Department direct $1 billion for social services. Last month, the city moved that amount from the NYPD, but activists say the funds are not being reinvested in their communities. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Cassandra's story concludes the WSHU series Virus of Hate, reporting on anti-Asian discrimination in the age of COVID-19. The series is made possible by the Graustein Memorial Fund.